Welcome back. I'm your host, Doug Haldeman. I'm here with my co-host today. We have Knox Malis from Integrity Land Title. Welcome, Knox.
Thanks, Doug. Glad to be here.
So if you'd like to contact us, you can text or call me personally at 314-472-DOUG. Again, that's 314-472-DOUG, D-O-U-G. And go to Facebook and like our page on there. Look for Doug Haldeman Show, and you'll see updates from the show. You'll know who our guests are going to be, and you can actually listen to previous segments on there and make sure you can get contact information for all of our guests. So Knox, I had a conversation with you recently, and I said, if you could name a realtor whose business is just skyrocketing, who would that be? And you answered very quickly, Michael Neddemeyer. Why did you answer that?
I've watched Michael since in his evolution in the business. I think we've known each other now for, it's got to be going on 8 years. And he's one of the few people that I've seen that kind of evolved from college and things like that and really be coachable and teachable and apply it. And I don't mean to sound condescending because we're not that much different in age. But as he did that and combined with his mother, who's his partner in the business, I just watched them slowly evolve in, I think, a really organic way to where they are today, where they can't seem to find enough people to be on their team to handle all the electronic nature of that they've embraced and sifting through that to build for their network.
Well, I love to hear it. So I definitely encouraged to get him in the studio. So I want to welcome the studio, Michael Neddemeyer from the Net Group at Realty Executives of St. Louis. Welcome, Michael.
Thank you. Thank you very much for having me here.
Yeah, we appreciate you coming in. And looking at your production from 2012, you had outstanding production. And it looks like in 2013, you're going to almost double in 1 year.
Oh, that's correct.
What do you attribute that to?
A lot of it comes down to getting the systems down. And we've really made a focus on perfecting our systems and getting a systematic approach to selling real estate. And what I mean by that is getting the right people in the right place. As far as hiring has been a very big, something that's been very important to us over the last 12 months. Getting people in the right place to get the systems down in order to succeed at the highest level.
That's great, and it looks like it's working for you. And this, it's obviously you're not doing this by accident, that you have a plan on where you're taking your business.
Absolutely. That was one of the very important things that I got into the real estate business pretty much right out of college. Did a lot of.
And how long ago was that?
That was the end of 2005.
End of 2005. Okay, so you have about 8 years in the business, so long enough to be very experienced.
Absolutely. And have done, throughout that 8 years, have done quite a bit of property renovation, buying rental properties, things like that. And about 3 years ago, decided to shift my focus back into this and sat down, mapped out a business plan, and then since then I've just kind of executed on that plan. And really the biggest thing is, like I said, just been consistent in doing the activity every single day.
No, I think that's terrific. And when I look back at it, watching the evolution of not just you and your team, but it's really the market. talk about jumping out of the frying pan into the fire. When you got out of school, there weren't going to be a lot of jobs out there anyway, and more than likely, but making the best of this one and not using it as a crutch or a stepping stone has been, I think, a pretty incredible feat in this day and age, to be honest with you.
Well, I love the fact that you're buying investment properties, and you slowed your focus down on that. But I always ask people, are they putting their money where their mouth is? And that's, are they actually doubling down on this real estate market? So I love to hear the fact that you are an experienced real estate investor, and bringing that to the table, I would assume, gives your buyers a whole new perspective, because you've been in and out of many properties. It's different when you're a realtor going in and out trying to sell someone a property versus when you're going in and out looking to buy a property on your own, right?
Absolutely. It has definitely helped, too, from the standpoint of when I do show properties, very knowledgeable on what's going on with the property, the systems, the structure, things like that. We do sell a lot with investors as well. So it helps to have that knowledge and have that experience to where I can say, well, I've renovated a property. It's going to cost X amount to fix this up. And just to have that knowledge to help investors that are maybe new to investing in the real estate market.
And you're a Realty Executives of St. Louis. How did you end up there, and why did you choose that company?
So we made the switch to Realty Executives not that long ago, and had a chance to speak with the broker quite a bit before making the decision to move there, Todd Matuszek, and just seemed like a lot of his core values, the company's values, the culture, were in line with our team culture and our team beliefs. Just seemed like a right fit for us to make the move there.
And is there a specific market area that you serve?
Really, we go, since we're really developing the team, we kind of cover from St. Louis City out to Wentzville. and everything in between. We have maybe a little bit more of a primary focus on the Chesterfield, Wildwood, West County area, but we service pretty much all areas.
All over the place, okay?
Yeah.
In case you just joined us, you're listening to the Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1. We're speaking with Michael Neddemeyer from the Net Group at Realty Executives in St. Louis. So, Michael, you mentioned earlier you've been developing your team. Describe the structure of your team right now.
So now we have administrative help. We have a director of operations. We have five buyer's agents, four of which are new to the team within the last 30 to 60 days. And then I just brought on a listing specialist as well about 60 days ago.
How are you keeping up with that type of growth?
It's been a challenge. It's we're dealing with a lot of personalities, and there's a lot of good people on the team. We have a website that we generate about 350 to 500 internet buyer leads per month. With that,
that's amazing.
It is. It's kept us quite busy, and to the point where for a while there we weren't even able to keep up. With doing that, and then we prospect every single day, so we're really big on lead generation. So we do. We time block every single day on making phone calls, calling expired listings for sale by owners, following up with our internet buyer leads.
I don't want to understate the importance of that, because there are listeners right now that are in sales, and they'll recognize that the top people in any industry where sales are involved, it's going to come down to prospecting. It's going to come down to intentional activity to make sure that you're on the phones, and that's what's going to separate the winners from the losers. And it sounds like you guys are very intentional about the phone calls that you make every day.
We absolutely are. We've recognized pretty early on that in order to not have a lull in the business and to stay on that, everybody calls it the real estate roller coaster, where you'll have good months, bad months.
Up and down, up and down.
Exactly.
Find the business, then service the business.
Right. Absolutely.
Start over.
It's extremely important to make those calls every single day so you don't have that. We all get wrapped up with clients, and the first thing that falls off is lead generation. So in order to keep that going, we've really done a good job of time blocking and having the team time block. We all prospect as a team together a couple hours a day at the same time every single day. And that's really helped us to kind of stay off that roller coaster.
Excellent. So you're always managing to bring new leads in and continue on a day in and day out basis to do the activities that bring in the business, and then have the systems to handle the business once it comes in.
Exactly.
Michael, I have a question. Tell me, what are your predictions for the real estate market over the next year and then the 5 years that precede it?
I think that we're going to see within the next year. I think right now what's typically happens is the seasonality of the business. We're going to see a pretty big decline in inventory. A lot of people, home sellers, will start to pull their homes off the market, which so we'll get into a shrinkage of inventory. And what's funny about that is most people say, I'm going to pull off for the spring. Pull off for the winter, put back on the house in the spring. Most sellers that stay on during this time of year, their house will sell because of the fact that we have about a 40 to 50% drop in inventory, but the buyer pool only drops maybe 5 to 10%.
Right. Because a lot of these buyers that are out there now, especially first-time home buyers, they don't really care whether it's wintertime or summertime, do they?
Exactly.
It's not like they're buying a boat.
Right. Absolutely. And if you get a showing during the winter, that's a serious buyer. If somebody's out when it's snowing out looking at a house, chances are they need to find a home, and they're not just kind of looking to be looking.
Well, and if they're blowing your phone up and wanting to go right now or through the winter, during the holidays, all that kind of thing, you know, it's a relo, it's a first-time home buyer, and they want to be in it for the holidays so they can show it off to their family. Or, quite frankly, it's just somebody that has been looking and hasn't found the inventory they want, so
Absolutely. They
really need to move.
So you think that decrease in inventory is going to become – it's an opportunity for somebody that keeps their house in the market, for one, and then I guess for buyers – because they're, as a buyer, right now is still a great time to buy, even in the wintertime.
Absolutely. I think with rates where they're at, it's there's never been a better time to buy a house than now. So I think that I see that we're going to still, the market's going to stay pretty similar to where it was this summer. I hope that more inventory does come on the market in the springtime so we don't get into as many multiple offer situations like we did this past summer. But I think it'll stay relatively the same as to where it is now.
And what about over the next 5 years? How do you see a longer term?
I think, again, it's not going to – I don't think it'll change much. I think we'll start to see a little bit of a spike in foreclosure inventory. There's been kind of a lull with that lately where there hasn't been many foreclosures currently on the market. I think banks are holding back a little bit on that. So I think we'll see a rise in foreclosures, but I don't think it'll affect the market the way it did in years past.
Well, and that's not necessarily a rise in people getting foreclosed on, but a rise in those houses that they're holding as – as real estate owned by the banks actually finally hitting the market, right?
Correct. Yeah. There are quite a few homes that are vacant right now that the banks own that they just have not put on the market yet.
When it seems like the banks really are trying to become more cooperative with those buyers, just to get these properties off their books and get them moved. And if they've been holding on to them, they're probably scared of just some of the things out there with all the lawsuits and the big settlements that the Department of Justice has had with all the big banks. And now that those are settled, it was like a $13 billion settlement. Hopefully they can take those things and start putting that inventory out on the market, get the foreclosures out there, and have some good deals for people, especially your investors that are out there.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think that would be absolutely. I completely agree with you there.
Well, Michael, we really appreciate you coming in. And if somebody is looking to buy or sell in St. Louis, we know that they're going to be really well represented if they use you. And I'm going to make sure Michael Nettemeyer from the Net Group, from Realty Executive St. Louis, that all your information is on our website. If you visit DougHaldeman.com, we're going to put links to all your information on there. People should reach out and contact you right away, and really appreciate you taking the time to come in today.
Thanks, Michael.
Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity.
So with the Affordable Care Act, or Obamacare, going into effect on January 1st, 2014, the spotlight is being put on healthcare. Coming up, we'll be joined by Gaspar Calvaruso, the president of SSM Healthcare, to help us understand the cost structure of healthcare and what you can do to save money. You'll listen to the Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.